Well, the rain showers are very spotty. Some people are picking up a fair amount of rain, and others aren't getting much of anything. So they use these aggregated numbers from different spotting stations. So my observation has been yesterday I went by some fields that were just absolutely fabulous. Talked to the farmer. He put some acreage up on the farmer-to-farmer website, which UW Extension is running. He put some acres of corn up there. He's got great yields coming. The ears are filled out right to the end. 7 miles away, that corn doesn't barely make it to your waist. It's very brown. Some of it's passing. I think those farmers would say if they get anything, they'll be lucky, and a lot of it is total loss. So these rainstorms help. They don't help everyone. And because of the quantity of the rain, they're helping different people in different ways.
What about, talk about the farmer website here. Are you getting a lot of activity? Is there going to be an ample feed supply to cover the Badger State as a whole?
Well, I'll give you some examples of what's going on. In the farmer-to-farmer website, people are putting up commodities they have for sale. They have straw for sale or hay for sale. They might have some acres of corn that are available. Maybe to be harvested as silage. Other farmers are going on there and saying what they're needing. We have people that are offering pasture land. This is the first time ever we've done that. So I think people aren't used to going to the site, but as more people learn about it, more people are using it. So numbers of people being impacted positively are improving. The other thing I will say is farmers are very resilient, and they are helping each other. I was engaged in a three-way conversation the other day at a fairgrounds, visiting with this fella, and I said, "You got enough feed?" He said, "Oh, I found it from a friend of mine in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and the guy has plenty of feed. He offered me some hay. I purchased the hay, and I'm hauling it home." I introduced him to another farmer that was standing there that lives about 25 miles from him. I said, "Oh, do you know so-and-so?" They got to talking about the hay situation. He said, "Well, I found some in Eau Claire." Gave him the phone number of the fella in Eau Claire. This guy called and says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm all sold out, but my neighbor has some for sale." And they made a connection there, and they now have hay moving from Eau Claire, Wisconsin to Poinette. So there's a lot of this farmer-to-farmer support, even if you can't directly offer any commodities, telling them where to go, where to look, follow-up phone calls. And it's leading to some successes here.
We are seeing right now as we speak, of course, the House is considering an emergency bill to reinstate livestock indemnity programs. Is this going to be enough to help livestock and dairy producers in Wisconsin who are facing exceptionally high feed prices and supply problems?
Well, what I will say is there is no silver bullet to solve everyone's problems. This drought impacts every producer differently, depending on when you planted, what you're growing, if you have crop insurance, how many cows you're feeding, if you've had carryover feed sources. But everything that they do at the federal level, everything we're doing at the state level, makes just a slight bit difference of improvement to some. Will it help all of us? No, but certainly passing legislation that helps the livestock industry buy feed, even if it's not totally enough money or enough effort, it certainly will be an improvement over nothing at all.
On the state level, other than seeking disaster declarations from the federal government and the farmer-to-farmer website through the university, what else can you do to help producers through this situation?
Well, as I mentioned, there isn't one single thing, but the DNR has speeded up the permitting process for irrigation. Doesn't help a lot, but it helps some. In fact, we've had almost 50 applications this time. Last time they did this process, they only had 5. So that's 45 more people that were helped this time than the last time they did it. We have our farm center phone number out there to help people locate resources. We're working with the banking institution talking about refinancing of credit. under FDIC and state examiner rules. We're talking with the crop insurance companies, making sure they understand that they have to have enough appraisers get to the fields timely so that producers can harvest the commodities they have and not wait to lose more just because an appraiser hasn't showed up. WEDA, which is the Wisconsin Housing Economic Development Authority, instead of asking for repayment of the crop loans that farmers have already received through the banks, they're going to allow some of that repayment money to get used to purchase feed. They also are creating a new drought relief guarantee program. So you work with your local banker, and WEDA does guarantees behind that, as well as the Farm Service Agency and their low-interest loans. You take a look at DNR, they've opened up their public lands, and while there's about 11,000 acres out there that could possibly be harvested, it's the farmers who need to talk to the local managers to decide exactly how they're going to harvest it, when they're going to harvest, and how much. So each agency's doing something. It is not huge, but altogether, it does make an impact. And it's allowing farmers to have options other than just selling their cows.